Welcome to the radio program on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM with Steph Dyberg, the Youth Director of the Rotary Clubs of Kapiti, and I'm Graham Joyce. Welcome, Steph.
Kia ora, Graham. Lovely to see you again.
Good to be back at the start of the new year.
Oh, yes. All revived.
Right. Lots of exciting things planned for Rotary through the 2024.
Indeed. Everyone is busy and we've got great schemes and plans happening. So I'll tell you a bit about them.
Right, I was just looking at your agenda. You've got it all laid out. You go. I'll follow in behind.
Excellent. Thanks, Graham. So I'll start off with my club, the Rotary Club of Kapiti. It's still growing, which is amazing. So we're sort of in the privileged position of having a very enthusiastic president, Vic Hewson, who knows everyone and can talk to anyone.
Right.
And Vic has been out there and bringing in new members. So we've had several new members inducted or who are in the process of joining at present, so that's really lovely. We had our first gathering last week. It was fairly informal. We had a fish and chip night, and we're off to a busy start because our club is hosting the Ryla Young Leaders Program at Forest Lakes this week. I just went up and dropped off some baking this morning for morning and afternoon teas.
Isn't that a lovely spot?
It's lovely. I've never actually been all the way out to Forest Lakes, so it's really beautiful. And we've got 24 rangatahi between 18 and 24 on the course at the moment. And our club is hosting it for the second time. And so that's a fantastic leadership program.
Now, they're all from the Kapiti, Horowhenua?
Kapiti, Horowhenua and Wellington.
Right.
So from our district, so District 9940, which goes up as far as Taranaki. So, yeah, they're locals. So that's amazing, and that's been sponsored by a whole lot of clubs, including our club has sponsored a couple of people. Levin sponsored someone, and Waikanae Rotary has also part-sponsored one of the students on the Ryla program. So that's fantastic. It's a really good program. And then also we sponsored two young people on the science and technology program up in Auckland, as did, I think, Levin sent someone and Waikanae sent two students as well. And so the science and technology forum in Auckland is fantastic. I remember one of our daughters did that when she was about 18. And that is really a great program because it's looking at getting young people in carrying on with a career in STEM, and so it's fantastic, and they really get a lot out of it.
I interviewed a young man who went away on it perhaps 5 or 6 years ago, and I interviewed him before he left, and when he came back he was so excited. It had been a really stimulating and positive experience for him.
I think all of the Rotary programs that focus on young people are fantastic because they get a couple of things out of it. One, a lot of them get the self-confidence and the belief that what they're doing is important and it matters, because that sort of unconscious, subconscious message to them is we believe in you and we're prepared to send you on this course, so that's fantastic. They're often high achievers, but often they're kids who haven't got all the awards and the prizes, and then they go and do something like this. The second thing it gives them is often lifelong friends. And I know our daughter Victoria has made friends who she's still in contact with, 10 years later. So that's a fantastic program, and we're looking forward. All the clubs then invite the young person and their and a family member to come, mum or dad or whoever, to come for dinner or to our meeting. And so we get to meet them and hear from them about how they've benefited. We're also at the moment organising sponsorship for young people to go on Outward Bound and Spirit of Adventure programs this year. We've got one fantastic young woman from Otaki who goes to Paraparumu College. She's in Wakaama amongst other sports, and so she's going to go on that. Her name is Trelane, and we're looking for one more person at the moment for Outward Bound, and then we've got places on Spirit of Adventure. So these are programs that are amazing. We usually pay half of that and help with fundraising for the rest. And this often will enable kids from families who might not be able to afford the fees for this to go and have this extraordinary experience. And often they've just never thought of themselves as people who could go on those. So if anyone knows a promising young person out there in the district between 18 and 24, if they don't fall within our area, then I'll put them in touch with a club that might be able to sponsor them. So please get in touch through our website or our Facebook page, Rotary Club of Kapiti. We have a couple of big fundraising efforts coming up, which involves our whole club. One of them is a firewood cutting and storage process that we go through with in partnership with El Rancho, which will raise funds for our work and also benefit local whānau needing free firewood. So it'll be about 50-50 that we either sell it to raise funds or give it to people who need it. And also we're doing delivery of Yellow Pages booklets, which still exist in hard copy.
Do they really?
They really do. And so we've got a contract to deliver those all around the district. So I'll be putting in quite lengthy shifts over the next few weekends. There'll be a whole big lot of us. You'll see us all over the district delivering those books to
raise
money.
It must be heavy work, because that's a lot of paper.
Well, we have a team approach, of course, so there'll be about three of us usually in a team. We'll have someone driving with all of our supplies, and then two people running up and down the footpaths delivering. So my husband Murray and I are on the running up and down delivering. It's good, you get your steps in.
Oh, absolutely. as well as the upper body lifting.
Oh yes, it's all very good workouts. If you want a good workout, Jim Carpety at Rotary is for you.
Right.
And the people who are driving obviously might not be as fit or sure. as able, and so it lets everyone be involved. We've also had working bees over the last few months at Otahanga, where we've got a lovely planted area just as you drive in on the left, and that's supported by Neville Boyce and his family. Levin Rotary Club, they had their first gathering on Tuesday with a shared dinner at someone's house, and they start back with their weekly meetings at the end of the month. Over the Christmas break, some of their members did a hay pickup and storage project to support their local RDA, which is Riding for the Disabled.
Wonderful organisation.
A very, yeah. very good cause.
I can tell you long stories about RDA and the incredibly positive impact it had on my niece.
Oh,
just superb.
Yeah, I've known a few people who have gone through that program, and again, it's life-changing stuff.
It is.
So the volunteers who support that, I really have a lot of respect for. Recently also Levin Club, in conjunction with one of the local real estate agents, property brokers, did a fundraising initiative. So members of their club helped pack up a house load of collectibles in order to help get it ready for auction and raise money, and again a really great way of getting some funds for their programs. Levin also sponsored someone to the Science and Technology Forum, and this week have an innovative young builder, they tell me, at Ryla. So, yeah, we've got quite a few boys on the course this time, which is really great, boys and young men, because quite often, you know, young girls will, you know, be very enthusiastic about organised programmes and apply for things. This time we've actually had quite a lot of young men, which I think is fantastic. Waikanae Rotary is very active, as always. They started the year off with a nice barbecue at Steve's place, Steve Botica, who comes in and rotates this duty with me. And they also sent students to Science and Technology Forum and part sponsored a student to Ryla. So I know Shirley from our club, who Shirley Stratton, who organises the Ryla program for our club, she and I were contacting people all over the district to, you know, get enough people to go on Ryla, but also to get clubs to sponsor them. So we got a fantastic response in the community and from the clubs. The next major project for Waikanae is the district-wide Rotary-led food bank collection in May, and that's something that all of the local clubs support in a big way. We particularly support the food bank in Kapiti. There's also one in Ōtaki, and so we do a lot of work to collect and organise and sort and organise the food. And I put out a plea to people when they're donating to the food bank in goods and food. A couple of pleas. One is look at what they say they need, because sometimes, you know, there is a particular need that you can try and meet if you can. Look at the sorts of things that they do and don't want, but also please, if you're having a pantry clean out, please do not put into a bag for collection, if that's how it's being done, part used, opened things.
Oh, really? Do people do that?
I have sorted at the food bank more than once and found part used packets and bags of stuff, tins with no labels, things that are past their expiry date, sometimes by a decade. Please, please do not fob off onto the food bank things that should go into compost or landfill. Yep. It's not fair to the volunteers who have to sort through it.
Exactly.
And it's quite disrespectful, actually, to expect that people are going to want that sort of stuff at the food bank.
So indeed.
Only give what you would eat yourself.
And it's also then a cost to the food bank
because
it needs to be disposed of.
I have this thing. I'm the chair of Mary Potter Hospice Board now, and all of the hospices and other voluntary organisations that have retail shops, second-hand shops to raise money, you know, there's quite a few of them, we all spend sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year of our funds that we have to fundraise for to dispose of stuff at landfill and to clean up. We have goods dumped outside the stores or donated, which are just, you know, you find things like used nappies, disposable nappies in something.
Yes.
And that's just horrible. And dumping it outside the store, it attracts vermin and people steal it, makes a big mess, and then we have to pay a whole lot of money to take it to landfill. So again, if you're donating to any charity, ours or any other, please think really hard about whether this thing is useful, in decent condition, and fit to be given to a charity to raise money.
Absolutely. Now, at the beginning, you mentioned new members.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's been sitting, listening to us today, thinking, actually, Rotary's an organisation I could get involved with because what you've talked about, you know, fulfills some of their aspirations and that, how do they go about becoming a member?
Right. So we are very welcoming of new members, and I think there's a bit of a perception, sort of historical, that Rotary is really only for sort of old white guys.
Exactly.
And I'm none of those things. But we do welcome members. Often we get members from their sort of 30s upwards. Often they are people who are or have been in business, but you don't have to be a business person anymore.
Right.
So you go on Google Rotary, and if you're in the district, have a look at the Rotary Club of Kapiti or Waikanae Live In, and see whether it would be for you. There's an application process, a membership application process. We do police checks, police vetting, because our people work with youth.
Absolutely
and
correct.
So everyone is vetted. That's one of my responsibilities. And we will look at your application, what you bring to the club, whether you're able to help in some way with the sort of projects and the charitable work that we do. You know, if you can't physically do the sort of, you know, chopping and stacking firewood or delivering yellow pages or planting trees, there might be other things that you can bring to the club. And we're very welcoming of people of all types, all backgrounds. And I think we're getting a lot more diversity in our club, which I find particularly rewarding, because you get different perspectives, different life experiences.
Right.
And also it means we spread our network so that the young people that we send on our programs and who we help financially with things come from a wider variety of backgrounds. And so that is really important to me as the youth director, that I want to reach out into the community and say to young people who wouldn't necessarily think of applying for something, no, this is for you. This is also for your whānau. Do mum and dad or your aunt and uncle or grandparents, do they want to be part of Rotary? And we do find people, the projects draw them in. And there's one more at Waikanae that I didn't mention that I think is great. Waikanae's actually got support from the Waikanae Lions for their Ngā Manu education project. And we have worked together at Kapiti Rotary Club with the Lions on a couple of things recently as well. And so that's a fantastic thing where the service clubs support each other.
Because you aren't in competition.
No.
You're all aimed at improving the quality of our community.
Exactly. And the thing with service clubs like ours, like Rotary, Lions and others, is that they are, you know, they are a bit of a thing from the past. And if we don't keep updating ourselves and making ourselves not only be relevant, because you can hear from the projects that we work on how relevant we are to our communities, but also appear relevant to people. If these service clubs don't exist anymore because people don't keep joining them and keep renewing them and revitalising them, then all of that work that we do will not be there anymore to benefit the community. And I think that would be a tremendous loss to the community, that people might not even realise that it's a service club that supports this.
Absolutely correct. I saw the figures a year or two back of the value to the economy that volunteer organisations, service clubs, etc., contribute to the what's the term, the gross national GDP? It was in the billions.
Yes,
and without that input, that contribution, our country would grind to a halt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot of unpaid work in the community. Mm. And I think the thing about service clubs like Rotary is that you get so much from it as well. And I think that's the other thing. Yes. A lot of people want to help others and they haven't got a focus for it. So if we say, well, look, if you're interested in the environment, let's go clean up a waterway or let's go plant a whole lot of trees, which we're doing. And so things like that, looking after your local environment, if you go down to Pātua Nui and walk on the walkway around there. Well, that's the love child of several clubs, including Plimoton.
Right.
So a lot of that work is done in conjunction with a service club.
Yes.
And Rotary works in those areas. You know, we've got things, you know, like developing the whānau rooms at the Regional Children's Hospital in Wellington. So the local Rotary clubs raised all of the money to create and fit out those and, you know, things like that. So there's lots of things as a focus, but we also get a lot out of it because we get the collegiality, we get
yes.
a lot of fun. We organise a lot of events. We're going to do evening bowls at a local bowling club soon.
Hmm.
So we do all sorts of things, and
right.
that's a lot of fun as well. And just that benefit of being part of your community, you know, it's very rewarding. And seeing the young people we help, that I find particularly rewarding.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's great.
Good. So if someone is interested, simply Google Rotary and you'll discover all the contact details, and Steph may be the person you end up talking to.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. I've been chatting to Steph Dyberg, who's the Youth Director for the Rotary Clubs of Kapiti. Thanks, Steph.
Yeah, thank you.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.